And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 30th of March, 2016. It was on this day, 1867, the United States agreed to purchase Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. 1858, on this day, in Philadelphia, a man named Hyman Lippmann patented the first pencil with an eraser attached. It was an American phenomenon. Most European pencils are still without erasers. Pencils which are hexagonal in shape to keep them from rolling off the table. Single pencil can write about 45,000 words. And if you make a mistake, thanks to Hyman Lippmann, you have an eraser right there. It's the birthday of the playwright Sean O'Casey, born in Dublin, 1880, author of many plays, including The Shadow of a Gunman, story of a poor poet mistaken for an Irish Republican Army fighter who decides to go along with it since it's getting him some attention from a pretty woman. It was part of his Dublin trilogy, which included Juno and the Paycock and The Plow and the Stars. It's the birthday of the man who said, to do good work, one must eat well, be well housed, have one's fling from time to time, smoke one's pipe, and drink one's coffee in peace. Vincent van Gogh, born in Groot Zundert, Holland in 1853. Never had any formal training in art. He taught himself to draw, moved to Paris, then to the south of France, began painting sunflowers, committed himself to an asylum. 1888, he suffered from manic depression, but he was working at an incredible pace during all this time, made his famous painting Starry Night. 2 years later, he left the asylum. He was still painting at a frenetic pace, turning out a painting almost daily. And one July afternoon, 1890, he shot himself, dying of the wound 2 days later. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski, Notes Upon a Hot Streak. I have been driving to the racetrack for 30 years now. In some of the worst junk cars imaginable, I have outlived most of the parking lot attendants. But now as I drive up in a new BMW, some of them remember me from the old days. Hey, champ, they say, how's it going? It's going good, I tell them. Got a good one for me, champ? They ask. I wink and drive on in. They think I'm making it at the races. They think I have solved the ponies. Hey, champ, who was that young girl you were with the other day? I drive on in. I play the horses like other men play chess, make the proper moves and make them well. And lately, after all these years, I have begun to win, and I leave with little bundles of money each day. It's a very odd feeling, but I accept it. Use valet parking to the clubhouse. It is a lovable comedy, both the writing and the betting. They are letting me win for this moment. But the attendants seem to think that I know some secret. You're looking good, champ. Just give me one good one, and I won't bother you anymore. I smile and drive on in. Poem by Charles Bukowski, Notes Upon a Hot Streak, from Dangling in the Tournifortia, published by Black Sparrow Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.